ends, you shouldn't cancel a shiur. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Because you never know what hashpah the shiur could have even on... No, no. I'm here, I'm ready to go. Yeah. Okay. The topic of today's shiur is psul shu'uvim b'mikvah. Okay, this is a very important topic. It was like this. So, the halacha is that, I'm recording. Yeah. The halacha is that the main mikvah, they say it's make shodman, make mine, whatever it is, but if the water was once in a kli, so then it's mine shuvim. So even now, the water now is not in the kli, it's psul of shuvim. The psul of shuvim may be the rice or maybe the rabban, we'll see. But, well, see, his father and I were in Cambria together, maybe back in the time. But say you have a dumpster, or a big... place, and the dumpster is the best example. But you have a big kli, and it fills up, and you want to be tovel in. So that could be to be tovel in the kli, that's a psul d'oraisa l'kuli alma, because it has to be mayim b'karka, can't be mayim shuv b'kli. So that's definitely. But the psul of mayim shuvim means that it was the water was once in a kli, and now it's not in the kli. It's mayim b'karka. But since it was once in the kli, it has this psul. So the Sifra says, "Ilu omer mikvah mayim yatar yochal afil milei b'kseif of osa mikvah b'tchila yatar talmud lomer mayim ma mayim b'dei shemayim ag mikvah b'dei shemayim im ma mayim shem bo tfisis yidei odom ma mikvah shem bo tfisis yidei odom yotza meniach." Etc. So he says. So it has to be mayim shebekarka, and if it was in a kli, it's posel, and that's called mayim shuvim. Now the basic, and if you look at the Rambam on page 2. So then the Ram says, "Din Torah shakol mayim mechunosim tovlim b'hem." Shem ha'mikvah mayim mikol makom. So you need 40 saw. But then the Ram says, "Halacha beis midivrei sofrim shemayim meshuvim psulim l'tfilo." So the simple pshat, midivrei sofrim, you know, in kedushin this year is a whole discussion what it means. But let's assume the pashut pshat here, it means midrabbanim that the mayim shuvim is posel l'tfila. Again, this is because the mayim is no longer in the kli. It was once in the kli, and now it's not in the kli. Now it's mayim shebekarka, but it got the stigma of the shame mayim shuvim because it was in the kli, and memela, it's posel, and maybe it's psul d'oraisa, maybe psul d'rabbanan. The Rambam perhaps here is saying it's midivrei sofrim, which could mean a psul. The Rabbon. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 5, Shit Reish Al Gimel, it says Arbaim Sosha Amru Tzar Shal Yishuvim Shuvim Psulim. But the Ramah says, he quotes from the Rush and others, "Im Kol Mikveh Yishuvim Pasul Min HaTorah Usfeika L'Chumra." So Mamela, the Ramah paskins that shuvim is kulo or rubo shuvim is a deraisa. Avim rov hamikvah kasher famuat hu shuvim eino elo midrabanan. But if the rov is kasher and the miut, so usfekul kulo. So that's the other shita, the Rosh and others, that it could be a psul Doraisa Shuvim. But again, the Kuli Alma, that if you tovel in the Kli, with the word, that Kuli Alma is a Psul Doraisa. Now, there's a basic premise that we have today in the modern mikvah scene. And that basic premise is that tap water is Mayim Shuvim. That is our basic premise. That you turn on the faucet, that's what? Mayim Shuvim. Because, and that's why we, many mikvahs today, you know, as we mentioned last time, we replenish it every day with new tap water, and then we do a hashaka. We'll discuss that in the next year to my May Geshamim. But we don't just say that the tap water itself is good, because it's what? It was, went into the water meter, so it was in a kli. So even though now it's not in a kli, it's in the mikvah. It's considered mayim shuvim, and we consider it apostle. So, who says this? This is the premise that we assume. All of Hilchos Mikvos in the modern day thing are all about taking those tap, because we want to, as we said last week, we want to have a fresh supply, because women don't want to go into dirty mikvahs. So we want a fresh supply. So therefore, every day in a mikvah that's a well gone to mikvah, then in the communities that you will deal with, you know, every day, tens and tens and tens of women are going. So we want to have a fresh every day, so we make new tap water, and then we do a hashaka. But the assumption is that that if you don't do a hashaka, then you are tovel in mayim shuvim, which is maybe a psul d'oraisa, maybe a psul d'rabbanan, but definitely a psul. So is that hashad? That's so? Well, it's in a water meter. The question is, but maybe it's mechubel kaka or osui to even be mechubel kaka. So maybe that's a dinka kaka, and maybe it's not a. Maybe it's not mayim shuvim. Maybe mayim shuvim is if it's in this thing over here that's not mechubel kaka, and this garbage can here. So the question is, who's the one who told us that? Where did we learn that thing from? So the official source of this assumption that we have is a tshuva from the Noda Bihuda. That is the official source. Because if you look on page 12, the Mishnah in Kalim, Perakir Aleph Halacha Beis, says kol kli matchas sheyesh lo shem mifnei atzmo tomi chutz min hadelas u min hanogar u min haminuch. There is all the things that shenasu that are made l'shamish esakarka. They're made to, like a door, right? What do you use a door for? You use a door to put in the building, which is mechuber l'karka. So it's nases to be used in the karka. You don't use a door in any other context other than it's shemish to the building, which is mechuber l'karka. So that's the question, whether it's not mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma. So the question is, could one say that it's not mekabel tuma, so it's like part of the karka, right? So then maybe, so the water meter is also, you don't use the water meter only in the context of being a water meter, that it's part of the mechuber l'karka. So maybe one could argue that the tap water is not shuvim. So to that, the Noda B'Yehuda has his tshuva, where he writes in this tshuva here in Kuf Yud that Nasis Lakarka only is mafkia, that it's not makabel tumah. But just because you have a kli that's not makabel tumah doesn't mean it doesn't make shuvim. Like you have kli avonim, kli gololim, kli adama, right? Things that are not makabel tumah, but they still have it in shuvim. So the note of Yehuda says the din of l'shamish is hakarka takes away the din tumah, but doesn't take away the din of shuvim. That is the chiddush of the note of Yehuda.
Is it because it still has a shame kli?
Yeah, it still has a shame kli. It's just it becomes a kli that's not makabel tumah. And that's what the note of Yehuda writes here. Bashak Sheshon on page 14. Bashkoshem from Chumah Chol Shetchil Asiyos on Menas Chavet Kachayim Makabel tumah. So he says, so the Ani Toma Ma'inin, then he has the Kasha from Shiva. Ani Toma, last line, Ma'inin Shiva should totally rock Mashem Kli, like you said. Av She'enu Mekabal Toma. Vizolo Mehani, Afil Choko Manas Mekabal. So he says, those are two separate halachas. The Kabbalah Toma and the Shem Kli. It's not Mafkiya, the Shem Kli. And that's the Node of Yehuda. So this Node of Yehuda became the normative psak in this world. Now, who is the Bar Plukta on this Indian with the Node of Yehuda? So, you know, like, so there is a very beautiful sefer on Mikvos called Gidule Tara, which we happen to have a copy here on page 16. Menachem Mendel Cargo, and his yisod is not true that anything that is nasis to the karka, so the pshat is it becomes bata to the karka. It's like karka. So in the middle there's no shuvim. It's not only a din in Kabbalah's tumah, it's even a din in shuvim. So another view that says, well, it's like kli avon. No, it's better. Nasu kikarka for elam toras kli klal. He writes on page 16, the left side of the Yesh Lahakshos. Began base kibul shalom batal kavadaleisa. It has a base kibul, yeah. But it's like if I dig a hole in the karka, that's not called a base kibul. That's digging a hole in the karka. So this is a chelik of the karka now. So the Gidule Tara is the person who is the one who basically, you have to see the years, look in the years, who was first? Look in your phone. I ain't phone. You tell me the years. It's the year of the...
The Gidule 1713 to 1793.
No, in the Gidule Tara, Menachem Mendel Cargo. What year was he? It's not coming up.
How do you spell the last name?
In English?
There
you go. Yeah.
C-A-R-G-O-I.
Yeah. Okay. Cargo, no. What was his year? Okay, you'll find it. But he wasn't yesterday. So, what?
Found a copy of the paper that's for auction from 1845.
Okay. And no, the Yehuda was what?
1700.
Okay. A little later. Okay. The Kitzur. So Lamaisa, that's how that's the whole mikvah industry. It's based on that we're holding like the Noda Behuda, and you're not even allowed to, like someone said, you're not even allowed to, you know, this world today, like this Gedulei Tara, you're not even like, you know, there was a famous book, you know, whether it's the Secret of the Jew, by Rabbi David Miller, not to be confused with other Rabbi Millers, but. I was just in San Francisco for the first time in my life the other week. They sent me to the Chagas Mika, you know, Talmud, etc. It was really in Oakland, but you get off in San Francisco and then you go to Oakland. So he was the rabbi in San Francisco, and he wanted to teach. He wanted people to go to the mikvah. That was his goal. But he knew that people weren't going to go to the mikvah. But if you can get a mikvah in your own house. So then there we go. So he wrote a whole book about how you can build a mikvah in your own house for very cheap. It's just you take wood and you make a little booth, and then you have a faucet. And you turn on the faucet. And then you have the shear of them saw, and you walk into the booth, and there's your mikvah. And that was his. So there were even women who were. You know, weren't going to be going to public mikvahs, and they didn't want, you know, whatever. In the privacy of the home, they do it. So that was his. So obviously, his assumption was that tap water is not true, because he's a gedulei karka, a gedulei tara person. So you know, so that's the. So again, we don't really pasken this way. But I'll tell you. You know, I'm privy to some mikvah horror stories. That, in the end of the day, I say thank God for the Gedulei Tara. Because there was one mikvah that had tap water and that had rainwater with our shaka. But the way it was constructed, the waters never met. The Hashaka never happened. And this was for years and years, till the person, Nachum Rosenberg, who checked it out, told me that this was I forget how many years it was. All the women were going into the. It was all tap water. They never had a Hashaka. Forget that. The Gairim that came from that mikvah. The Gairim that came from the mikvah, they're not even alive anymore. So, whatever. That was one story. So, there could be other coolers, maybe we'll see. But I always say, in the depths of my heart, you know, there's still the Gedulei Tara out there. There's another mikvah that had the following case. Normally the halacha is, what is the halacha? You have a mikvah, 40 saw, right? Then you can be marbe kol shuvim shaba'olam on top of it. You can be marbe kol shuvim shaba'olam on top of the mikvah. Yeah. A Ferrari. So now, but the klal is, this is the klal. You have to have first the 40 klal in rainwater, and then you can have the shuvim on top. Not vice versa. Okay. So the. So this mikvah was orchestrated by a certain person who didn't know that halacha. And what the person did was he put the mayim sh'uvim first, and then the Mikshum after. This went on for years and years and years, probably like 10 years or something, in a more mainstream. The other place, not mentioning names of anything, obviously, the other place was more out of the, this is more, and so certain Rav said, okay, there was Hamshacha maybe, or whatever, you know, we're going to talk about that, but obviously it's not the way you want your mitzvah to run. But there have been, you know, these, so I always say, you know, okay, we follow the Noda Behuda for Shteitzach, but, you know, there's always the Gedulei Tara in the back, which, you know, like, Chaim Kalman Kol, you're not even allowed to whisper the Gedulei Tara, because it's like, because like in Pesach, the Noda Behuda gets clapped in Pesach, even though it's not so poshut that, like, you know, the Gedulei Tara is what to say here, but, so these are some of the stories. Because why did he make this mistake, the guy, or whoever it was, you know, because he said when he fills, this was what someone told me, when he fills up, you know, you have your hot coffee, then you put in the milk, right? You don't put in the milk first and then the coffee, right? You put in the hot coffee and then you cool it off with the milk. So he says the rainwater was the cold water. The tap water was the hot. So he said, well, that's what you do it first. You put in the hot, and then you put in the tap water you put in first, and then you put in the rainwater after cool off, like he cools off his car. And that's what he's been doing for years and years and years. Ben Shua. Until they finally discovered it. Okay, so that's good to know that this Gedulei Tara exists, even though it's not mainstream and you're not. Okay. So now, Shuvim. So let us now say a couple of other things about Shuvim. Okay, there is a famous sheet of the Rizin on page 19. Where the Rizin says, "I'm a Rama to Septim Yah Sivan Kofer Kol Shu Posa." So the Rizin. So this is the story with the Rizin. In other words, normally you have a mikvah. So, say you have rainwater, so it collects on the top of the roof. And then it comes down into a pipe that's not mekabel tuma, and then it goes into the basement, right? But as Rav Nachman Rosenberg explained to me, a lot of times the easier way to do it is if you don't. You see, the old way to do it was to have a pipe like this, to have it come to the side of the building. And then it'll collect here in the basement. Because to put the pipe through the building is much more. So the Rivet has a shita, like every shita, you know, you have to learn the Ian to see, like, what he really said, what he really meant is a different kind. We can spend shiurim just on this Rivet. But just on a certain level, Silun hakofof. If the pipe is a bent pipe, even though the water is not contained. The water is going in and going out. So someone learned pshat in this Ravid that a sealant hakafuf makes the water mayim shuv. So therefore, a lot of the old mikvos were made with this, because sealant hakafuf is a logical way to make a mikvah, because this way you can put the pipe on the side of the building and it'll collect here. Then you, why is that called a base kibul, a sealant hakafuf? So Rav Leib Malin, Mir. Rav Kol called me with Rav David Lipschitz. They were chavrusas together. You know that? Rav Leib Malin. So Rav Leib Malin has this tshuva. What's up, Rav Leib Malin? He says a chiddush. Pasha pshat, a base kibul, means a receptacle to keep. So he says, if you have a pipe, a sealant hakafuf, that you redirect the, so it stops for a second here to redirect, right? So there's an ikuv of the mayim at a certain point. That also is called a base kibul. It's a chiddush. Because the pashtra kibul means it's a receptacle. The water stays there. Here the water's not staying, but it's redirecting. So it's redirecting. No. Here it's not redirected. Here it goes down the pipe into the thing. But a sealant hakafuf, the water, you know, it was a regular pipe. It's a regular pipe. There's no equal of the water. The water is not stopping. It goes in. It goes out. But a sealant hakafuf is the water, once it hits here, it stops for a second and gets redirected. So the Leib Malin said, that's shot in the right. Yesh lo adun b'zeh, you know, as ayin divrei chayim, different pshatim in the Ravid, you know, but that's what Reb Leib said. And therefore, so in the recent days in this world, this has become like one of the mikveh fights. There was a mikveh fight in Brooklyn, not a major mikveh. Like, you know, in Brooklyn, you have these what they call these Friday night mikvehs. That in other words, you have the main mikveh in the community, but not everyone lives near the main mikveh in the community. So some shtiblach have more local. You only have to walk 2 blocks instead of walking 30 blocks, and you have it. So they're not built with all the hidurim, but they're kosher and mikveh. And so there was one shtiebel that had such a thing, and then, like, you know, all of a sudden somebody, I think, was learning mikvos, and they just, and then, you know how it works in this world. People start, you know, people, one day they learn a new thing, and then they say everyone's puzzled, you know, because they're not more hurrah, but they just started learning for the first time mikvos. So now, you know, this happens in many areas of halacha. You know, like Rabbi Tuchman said, or Moshe Feinstein once said, just because this guy decided to learn this for morning seder, the whole world has to suffer, you know, because it takes years of learning to give a hurrah on something. So many are choshesh that they don't want to have, you know, in this day and age, if you don't do everything with every shita, especially in a mikvah, you know, then people are going to be ma'ara in your mikvah. That's what happened. There was a whole mikvah fight about that mikvah because it had a sealant hakafuf. So it was a whole, So not everyone subscribes to Rav Leib Malin's pshat in the Rive. There could be other pshat in the Rive. But Rav Nachum Rosenberg once told me that he had a chap. In other words, you see, why do they have the sealant hakafuf? The advantage of sealant hakafuf is this way the water collects on the top and it goes to the side of the building. Because you see, if there was a certain community, I won't mention names, but a certain community, they had a building, and the mikvah was in the basement there, and they would have loved to rent out all the stories, you know, they could have made a lot of money. But the pipe was going through, so no one wants to have a pipe going through their apartment. So they couldn't rent it out. So Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me, he came up with the following chap to fulfill the rival. And this is what he said. We're not going to do a seal on a kafel. This is what we're going to do. See, we're going to have one pipe on top of the roof, and then we're going to have another pipe over here, and we're going to have a, drill a hole in this pipe, and the water will come from this pipe into this pipe, but they're two separate pipes, but in essence, it's like the, it does the same thing that a seal on a kafel, but it's not one kli that you could say that there's a base kibbul. Because the chiddush of the seal on a kafel, maybe there's a base kibbul, and that would, so that's...
How are they attached?
What?
It just runs into...
yeah, in other words, you have one pipe...
There's no attachment, there's no like...
right, and then the one pipe, you know, you drill a hole, there's a hole, and then you put the other pipe into the thing. So that was Rav Nachum Rosenberg. So he said he was able to save this community so much money, because this way now they rent that, can rent out all the things on top of the mikvah and make loads of money, and then they're no problem. And then and he's choshish for the Seal of Kafel. He doesn't have a Seal of Kafel, but he did the same thing with the Seal of Kafel accomplished. That was Rav Nachum Rosenberg's chap. He told me that he did in a certain community. Okay.
How's that? Even if you have the ceiling cup of water, it does stop for a moment in the elbow.
Yeah.
Where it turns. But if you have a ceiling cup that goes like this, the water never stops anywhere.
Well, no. No,
but velocity does not equal zero.
What?
No, but if Stein is saying if it's just curved, velocity will not be zero.
But in other words, but he's saying, but the fact that it's redirecting,
You understand that the water going around a bend, I understand, yeah, it will cool in the elbow. But if it's just coming down, like that diagram.
So it's like a regular thing on the thing.
In other words,
but the fact that you do the thing here, that
redirects. Around the bend, like, you know.
Right.
So then it cools in the corner, I understand.
Right, so it hits here, then it goes here.
But if it's.
Right, so that redirects.
But even if it's just an elbow that goes down, it will never cool the corner because it just goes around the corner.
Right, but I'm saying it's
redirecting.
But it's redirecting.
Yeah.
So that's his, yeah. Kiduche of Ari Leib. He says on page 25 with the arrows. Avosilu kafuf bal korcha de mayir ve'ofen de tzorich lahakpifa. Bosa hu latachlis hatzorich. Hu mishum de etchel lo lagi hamayim lumokom hatzorich ki imdaka de akpifa. Vim lav akpifa hayu hamayim yotzim lumokom acher. Nimtza dahad hamayim is akvim lumokom zeh hu mishum de akpifa ma'akvosam is hosmoshim lo yetzu zeh. In other words, if you don't have the akpifa here, the water would just go weiter.
No, it would fall down the side of the building. The same way it does over here.
Well, in other words, if you have a lot of water, it would go.
I guess if you had like a gut.
Yeah, how much it is.
Water, but if you just had like rainwater trickling down, it's probably going that direction anyway.
Yeah, but it wouldn't. I guess it wouldn't get to where you need it to get. It would probably just. That's his work. Okay. So let's talk a little about Hamshacha. So there is a halacha on the Shulchan Aruch on page 30, Mem Dalet. Ein amayim she'uvim poslev sevik v'gil shulam she'pulu tocha mikva v'kli. Avom nigru hamayim at she'uvim chutz l'mikva. ונמשכו ויורדו למקווה אינם פוסלו מס המקווה עד שיהיו מחצה ומחצה ואם יהיו רוב הקשרים המקווה כושר. So בקיצר, it's like this. That So we said before, so there's a concept of hamshacha. Hamshacha means that the water, if the water is going on karka before it hits into the mikveh, that takes away the psul she'uvim, at least midaraisa. So therefore, whenever we build a mikveh today, we don't let water, even tap water, go directly into the mikveh. First, we have it go on a runway. Right? The water goes on, this water is coming from the top. Any water that we go in, it goes on the runway, and then into the mikveh. But we don't have it directly. So this way, even if it had a chashash shuvim, at least midaraisa, it's removed, according to some shitas, by hamshacha.
Because it's on the ground, or because it's on something else before the mikveh?
Because it's on the ground. It has to be... So it's... Right. Now, you'll see, it says here... Yeah, take a look at Mem Hei in the Mem Vav on page 31. Mem Hei. Shir Hamshacha ain pachas mi gimel tfachim. You need 3 tfachim on the runway. Mem Vav. Ain Hamshacha bo elas al gabe karka. O al gabe tzinor shalohaya alav shem kli betolosh. So it has to be al karka. So these are the 2 things that the Shulchan Aruch says. It has to be 3 tefachim, and it has to be on the runway. It has to be karka. So that's why we build mikveh. So in other words, even if these horror stories happen, so they're mitigated because we never let mind shuvim in directly. For at least it still is not going to be lechatchila, but
and the runway is a bit of karka.
Yeah, the runway is Well, the runway is what is the runway? What is the runway? So the runway could be cement. Page 32 of our shot. Misha cement to dover roy luvloa. That's the question. In other words, if you say you need karka royal of loa, so that's the question. Is cement royal of loa? So if you have just dirt, then okay. But people don't like to just have dirt because dirt becomes dirty, and cement doesn't become dirty. But is a shiloh whether is cement really royal of law? So there is a piece from the brisket of the Griz of Tamura. So he says the following. This is his chiddush. He says, what are the 2 shitas that we saw in Shulchan Aruch? What are the 2 shitas? One shita says Shiyam Shacha has to be 3 tefachim, and then the other shita is that it has to be a karka. So he says like this, that he thinks that these 2 shitas are based on different Rishonim, and these 2 shitas are really, and then the Shulchan, the Mechabes says karka, but then if you look later in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Ramah, it says Karka Haroy Levloa. That's Yesh Omrim. So he's okay. So the Brisker Rav is Mechadesh that these 2 shitas are mutually exclusive. So this is the Lamdus of the Brisker Rav. He says like this. What's the word in Hamshacha? Why does Hamshacha work? So one shot is, you could say, that since it's Gimel Tfachim, So it loses, it's no longer coming from the kli anymore. So it's, you know, three tefachim is not lovin anymore. So it's like a, you know, so it loses the nshuvim. The other possibility is that since it's on the karka, it's ki'ilu, it came from the karka, so to speak. So he says like this, that really the two shitas are arguing. Because if the word is you need a din of three tefachim, then you don't necessarily need karka. Because it's the din three tefachim, that has the rikhuk three tefachim is mafkiya. But if you say you need lat, you need karka, then you don't need three tefachim. Because the word karka is we view it, you know, it's coming, you know, from the, that's mafkiya. The karka royal of law. So he says that yesh omrim and that other shita in the are based on two different lumbas in on how shaka works. So many years ago in the 80s, when I was learning Miklos and the Kol Elyon in the 80s, so I went one day with Rabbi Yossi Prager by Chavrusa, and we went to Passaic. That was before Passaic was a popular, such a, you know, what it is today. It still was, you know, but it wasn't what, you know, it was in the 80s, you know. It wasn't the whole world didn't move yet there yet. So Rabbi Herf, he was very involved in the Binyan HaMikvah. I told you he got water from the Mayan, water, etc. So he, I don't know, decided he wants to incorporate this briskerov into his mikvah. So basically, this is what he did. So in other words, he said, if I'm going to make cement, so maybe it's not Royal of Law. Right? So what am I going to do? I'll make real just karka. But that's going to be very messy. So this is what he did. He did the runway with cement, but he took a soda bottle, and when they were pouring the cement, they put the soda bottle, the can, soda can, and this way the cement never fell on a certain part, and then you take the can away, and you have karka mamish. So he had like a tefach, say, of karka mamish, to be able to, because the sheet of karka mamish, Briskerov said, doesn't need three tefachim. And the sheet of three tefachim doesn't need royal law. So this way you got everything. So he wanted, so that was his brisker chumra. I don't know how any other mikvah on this planet that necessarily has that. So he has Briskerov shtickle Torah in his mikvah. Okay, so those, So then let me tell you another two horror stories. And one of my talmidim is away. He was out of town in the mikvah, and it was a nice non-Jewish person helping out in the mikvah. And this is a place that, you know, in the midbars, you know, of whatever. I don't like to say names of places, but so the guy who's helping out in the mikvah, he's cleaning the mikvah, he sees a pool of dirty water. So he wants to be helpful. So he drains out all the dirty water. That was the mikvah. That was the megashom. So now they have nothing. And now it's not a place that normally what? It's rain. So now the guy, by well-meaning, well-intent guy, they lost their mikvah. And this is out in Yuppetsville. So you need it. So how do you get a mikvah overnight? That's not, you know, I mean, even if that place doesn't necessarily, I mean, any place doesn't rain over, you know, that was one. And the other story, and I'll tell you what they wanted to do for both stories. The other story is there's a mikvah someplace, not in America, and the water collects on the roof of Chule. So they noticed, you know, when you buy a new chair, a new couch, sometimes you have the plastic on top. So on top of the roof, there was like a plastic thing, which may be like a base keel. So it could be that all the water that came into that plastic thing and then went down to the pipe became shuvim. And I think Rav Nachman Rosenberg said that's Rav Avadya Yosef, and he also thought that it, you know, all the mind is shuvim. So you say go to different mikvah, but this was like more like a Baal Tshuva community, and they were used to their mikvah, and you know, you're used to something, you know, you don't necessarily going to go to another place. So again, they needed a mikvah right away. So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch of shuvim shehiglidu, which means, can you take mayim shuvim and freeze it, and then take buckets of ice? So the Tosefta says shuvim shehiglidu is okay. So the smag has two pshatim in that. One pshat is that if you take mayim shuvim, you freeze it, then you melt it. Ois mayim shuvim. And the other pshat is no, that it means that if you had mayim shuvim and shiglidu, and then you put on top of it what you saw make shuvim, so those mayim shuvim is neutral. But then you need real make shuvim. So the shach seems to say kula, and others are machre. So that was what they did in both. So in the case of the guy that spilled out the mikvah, they were bringing ice, and then a minute later they had a big rainstorm and it ended up good. In the other case, they brought the ice. They brought the ice, and relying on the shach and the kula shita, that the ice is paka shem shuvim. And Rav Avadya Yosef told them, I'll only, in other words, until the rainy season. Once the rainy season comes, you can't rely on this cool anymore. Then I want you to fill it up, you know, not to rely. So that's what they did. So the cold man, they didn't have the rainy season. They relied on this cooler of the Shuvim Sheiglidu. The Shuvim Sheiglidu, I told you, it's 2 days in the smog of whether it really is Paka, the Shem Shuvim, or not. Rav Moshe Bick wrote a letter to the Rogachover to ask him. You know, people used to write shaylos to the Rogachover. And Rogachover wrote tshuvas. You know, the Rogachover's derech hapsak was anything past the Rambam v'nosei kelim if he wasn't goris. In other words, he quote Gemara, Talmud, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifrei, Mechilta, Rambam v'nosei kelim, but like Shulchan Aruch was not on his map. You know, nothing past that. So that all his tshuvas were like that. So he wrote a fascinating tshuva to Rav Bick. I think he was machmir, but in certain communities, the Shas al Chak, they sometimes have to rely on the ice heter, and so that's obviously a way to build a mikvah, you know, overnight if you need one overnight mikvah. But best not to get into these situations. And the Gedulei Tara. So we mentioned the basic ideas, the Machlokas Noda B'Yuda and the Gedulei Tara. We talked about the Habshacha. We talked about the Shivan Hakafof. So these are some of the Yesodos on Mayim Shuvim. Okay, I wish everyone a Chag Sameach. And Rabbi Stein, after we're up there on for June 8th. Thursday after Shavuos, B'Shah Tova, we should continue.